Hey, Fathead, Surgeon here, back for another Cigar Federation review. Today we're going to be reviewing the La Aurora Untamed Extreme. This is the newest release, expanding on the 2014 Untamed line, and this is the 5x50 Robusto. It also comes in a Toro, which is a 5.5x54, and a Behemoth 7x60. The Untamed Extreme does kind of remind me a little bit of the sort of 80s, Untamed to the max, radical sort of thought, but I don't think that's what they're going for. You know, they got the lion on the band, which is, pretty elegant. It's like a golden lion with the claw marks on the footband. Always like seeing a footband. Means the cigar is protected. I know that the bands cost the company more than a few bucks. So we're going to check it out, try it, see what it's like. Let's carefully get the footband off first. Save this bad boy for my collection. Smells very, very rich. Spicy. Sort of a molasses note. More of a cedar out of the foot. Kind of a little bit of aged leather on the wrapper there. So, as is my custom, I'll do a little torching first, toast the wrapper, get out my V-cutter. Nice V-cut there. A little on the tight side, but should be sufficient. Not going to make a second cut there. So, we'll get this bad boy lit. So definitely some creamy sweetness initially off the first pull there. Definitely getting the cedar on the retrohale. Tiny bit of spiciness. I think the first third just needs to establish itself, get the flavor profile going. So definitely getting more spices on the retrohale once the first third has established itself here. The main draw is still pretty light. Not really getting anything other than a sweet creaminess. The retrohale is fantastic. Spices are sort of picking up in strength a little bit. Got a little bit of bite to it, maybe medium minus strength. Definitely some cedar quality to the main draw. So we'll smoke the first third, see what else we can find here, and see how it evolves. So I mentioned at the start, the draw is a little on the tight side with the V-cut, not having any draw issues whatsoever. As you can see, the burn line, nice and clean. Again, you know, really nice looking band there. You can see that, really classy. The cedar is becoming a lot more prominent on the draw, kind of mixing in with the spices of the retrohale. It's kind of a good, you know, spicy cedar combination. Not a lot of other evolution in the first third so far, but going to keep drawing on it, keep writing some notes, and see what else we can find here. Oh, we're about 15 minutes in now. Still getting a lot of the same notes. Really nice spiciness, medium, maybe slightly above medium on the retrohale. Creamy cedar on the main draw, not getting a lot else, maybe some hints of chocolate, but really having to reach for it in the main draw, so it's tough to say how pronounced it is. Just a really nice spicy cedar. So we're going to keep going, see if we can pull anything else out. So 25 minutes in. You can see that burn line is just razor sharp, nice ash on there. Still getting a lot of the same notes as we progress into the middle third here, towards the middle third. Not a lot of evolution, but very tasty first third, really enjoying it. Spices maybe dropped off in intensity a little bit, back to a medium minus. But again, really balanced, really enjoying this first third. Get towards the end of the first third here. I am getting a little bit of molasses sweetness, so a little bit more complexity out of the first third. It's got like a rich molassesy character to it. It's enjoyable. again, kind of admiring this band. I mean, it's, you know, it's got that really cool gold inlay. It's quite large, but it's nice. It's a good band. I dig it. Get into the middle third here. The spice, or the cedar, I should say, is kind of taking over. It's kind of a dry cedar. Still quite tasty. The molasses note I was getting at the end of the first third, it's kind of fallen into the background there. Still present, but very, very light, kind of getting run over by the cedar. We'll see how the middle third progresses. Into the middle third here, with the cedar being really sort of drying as a mouthfeel, I would really go for a Coke, Dr. Pepper, maybe an iced tea, iced coffee, even a straight up black tea, or even again matcha tea would be good, I think, to sort of balance out that cedaring. With the middle third, the ash is holding really well again. I'll probably end up ashing it just so that it doesn't knock on my lap, but you know, it's burning really clean, really nice, holding well, and absolutely no issues with the draw whatsoever. So really, really going well so far. The 1 hour mark, and middle third is still largely cedar on the retro. Spices are still kind of a medium minus. Burning well, still enjoying it. Not a lot of flavor evolution so far in the middle third. That the middle third has like a chocolate graham cracker on the retro hail. Quite tasty. It's like a spicy chocolate graham cracker. Pretty good addition to the flavor profile so far. Move towards the end of the middle third here. The chocolate graham cracker kind of disappeared pretty quick. But I am getting some more nuanced sweetness on the retrohale. Sitting at about the 1 hour, 20 minute mark, 25 minute mark here. So probably finish up around 135, 140, I would think. Found the first third a lot more complex than the middle third. Still very enjoyable. Reaching to try and get some more notes out of the middle third here. Still a lot of cedar. I'd say cedar is really the prominent flavor in the middle third. The 1 hour, 40 minute mark, and firmly into the last third here. Again, cedar, although the cedar intensity has dropped a little bit since the middle third. A little bit of molasses coming through at the end of the draw, which kind of offsets the cedar a bit, balances out nicely. I'm going to do a retro here and see if I can get up anything else. Little bit of peppery cedar, or peppery spices, I should say, on the retro. Still quite enjoyable. Probably have about 10 minutes left on this, I would say, and check back in about 10 minutes. Up the La Aurora Untamed Extreme, pretty good cigar. I would say the first third was by far the most complex third of it. Enjoyable all throughout, I would say. Appreciate you guys tuning in, and make sure to check out more reviews at CigarFederation.com.